It was showtime at the Apollo last night. On stage, Mayor Bill de Blasio delivered his last State of the City address before his reelection bid this year. The speech was a departure from the mayor's previous performances, both in terms of the choreography and the content. And joining us now for a recap and analysis is WNYC's City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start by setting the scene here. Mayor de Blasio delivered his speech starting at 7 p.m. in Harlem last night. He also gave his speech in the evening last year. What's the significance of that?
It's true. This is the second year in a row he's done that. His office says that's so more working people can actually watch it. And also, like last year, they took the speech live on New York One during their weeknight politics show, The Road to City Hall. So that already is attracting viewers who are interested in city politics and government. So he's really reaching out to both the political class as well as working people. Now, there were some small groups of protesters outside last night, folks from the building trades who want the mayor to support a bill increasing training at job construction sites, and advocates for closing Rikers Island, who also bought a commercial that aired on television during the speech. But like you said, we were at the Apollo Theater, Harlem's town hall, some people say. And de Blasio took full advantage of this historic setting. He even rubbed the Tree of Hope before he came out to speak. That's the theater's fabled good luck charm right on stage there. And then he delivered a 65-minute address based off an outline, no teleprompter, emphasizing the role he believes city government should play to serve people and help them succeed.
No teleprompter. Okay. In 2013, as a candidate, de Blasio often spoke about a pledge to end this tale of two cities. It's 4 years later. What's the mayor's message now?
He's still focused on the affordability crisis, and he describes it pretty simply.
We understand that the affordability crisis is a fundamental and a profound problem. It's deep, but it's not complex. The math is real simple. Housing costs kept rising and rising, but incomes didn't.
So 2 years ago, the mayor used his State of the City speech to lay out an ambitious affordable housing plan, 200,000 units built or preserved in 10 years. He's still focused on that. But last night, he added another dimension. He also says the city needs to create good-paying jobs so people can afford to stay here. And in his definition of good-paying are jobs that pay $50,000 or more. So he talked about building out new training programs that would teach people the skills they need to work in industries like film and television, technology, biotech. The goal, de Blasio wants to create 100,000 new jobs in 10 years. But there's still some real questions about how he's going to make that happen.
Talking a lot about these good-paying jobs, but what about issues like homelessness? That's part of the affordability crisis too, right?
Absolutely. And one of the mayor's big vulnerabilities heading into his reelection year, he said they're going to have new proposals on that coming soon, also on the opioid crisis and traffic congestion, but those weren't topics he could cover last night.
Okay, so how much did the reelection play into the speech?
It was a pretty strong theme. You know, he talked about accomplishments, plans for the future, but he also focused on how the city government serves people. And to really illustrate that point, uniformed workers, including police, fire, sanitation, all played a featured role in the program. And in a reelection year, that gave him a chance to stress the city's record low crime, something that's surprised even some of the mayor's harshest critics who really doubted whether progressive could keep the city safe. Also, the speech was a huge moment for the mayor to stand in contrast to what we're seeing from D.C., right? Even ever since President Trump's election, the mayor has talked about what he says defines New York's values, embracing diversity, opportunity, the value of individuals regardless of their documentation. This was the section of the speech that really took off. He said that Trump's election was not the end but a beginning, and listed all the ways people have taken action in response to his policies. Protests at the airports over his executive order on immigration, town halls over health care, or this.
And when 400,000 people marched for women and their rights here in New York City, and almost 3 million more around our nation, that is not an end. That is a beginning, my friends.
And of course, someone who is running for re-election. He wants to make sure this is not an end for him either, but the beginning of the next phase of what he plans to do. So now it's really up to him to make that case to voters until the elections next fall.
All right, WNYC's City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.